This next call was the first ever reverse gotcha. It's quite a cruel tactic I came up with. Jody, you see, wanted to set up her partner. I was supposed to call him and tell him his supercharged car had been taken away and impounded or something. But instead, I called him and asked him if he'd like to flip it around on her. So remember, as you listen to this call, he's in on it and she's absolutely packing herself.
Hello.
Hi, is that Jody?
Hello.
Jody, it's Rabbit here.
Yep.
We've got major problems.
Why?
It all went really wrong.
What do you mean?
The call.
Yeah.
To Andrew.
Yeah.
It went bad. Really, really bad.
Oh no.
Yeah, and so we've had to get our legal department involved in it and all sorts of stuff. It's gone real bad. Like, we've never had this happen before.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You know how I told you we were going to send the cops down there?
My heart is like absolutely something.
Yeah. Well, he's fired up.
Oh, no.
We've just been speaking to him, and you know how we said we were going to send the cops down there?
Yeah.
Well, we sent the cops down there to where he was at the Master Builders Association thing.
Yeah.
We sent them in there. They actually hauled him out of the class he was in.
You shouldn't have done that.
Well, we thought that it would be funny to actually pull him out of the class.
Oh, no.
So he's come out, and he's all fired up anyway, and everyone's looking, and I guess it was a bit embarrassing when that happened.
Oh, he hates that.
But then the cops have put it on him that telling him that his car's been hooning around and stuff, and they accused him of being the one that was driving it.
Oh, he would have known it. Oh, no, yep.
Yeah, and so he's gone absolutely flown off the handle. He said it'd be you if it was anybody.
Yeah, oh, no.
And then in the middle of all of that, he's flung his arm out. Apparently, he's hit one of the cops in the nose.
Oh, no. Oh,
and
no.
So they've grabbed him now.
Oh, my God, I don't know. Oh, my God.
I know, and we've had to take this to our legal department in Sydney and everything. Now they're all getting on to it. And
I wonder why I hadn't heard from you for a while.
Well, that's because we've been
sick.
I'm so sorry.
Why did you...
Is he on the line now?
Oh, no.
I've just been told he's on the line now.
Oh, no.
Hang on,
oh,
I'll get him for
you. Wait, oh, no.
Andrew?
Yeah?
I've got Jody on the line as well.
Right.
What did you... Andrew?
Hello.
Where are you...
What are you thinking?
Andrew, you got...
No, I've just been bloody pulled out of a bloody meeting there.
I didn't know that they were going to do that.
It was pretty funny, wasn't it?
Andrew, calm down. Oh, my God. I don't know what's happened. It was meant to be funny.
Well, I'm going to have to stay in here tonight now. You're going to have to get a bloody lawyer or something.
Andrew,
now.
I can't afford... Andrew! Oh, my God. What have you guys done?
Not only that, Jody, but they're going to come around and have a look at the car.
No.
Why are they going to look at the car?
Well, they reckon something was said about there being a supercharger or something.
Well, I did that. I said that to the cops originally.
But they're not meant to know. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Andrew, I'm so sorry. Andrew wasn't meant to. Oh, my God.
So you're at the police station now, are you?
Yeah, I am.
What do I have to do?
No, you're pretty funny now, aren't you, Rabbit?
I'm only doing what I was asked to do, and this is what we do
Andrew,
every day.
It's not his fault. I thought it would be funny.
I don't give a shit. Who came up with the idea? But now, this is my job as well that's been interrupted.
Can I talk to...
I think you just stay out of it. You've done enough.
Andrew, is one of the cops that we use
down
there, they're friends of the show.
Did someone explain it to them what was going on? Because obviously they didn't.
Well, no, we explained it to them what was going on.
Andrew, don't take it out on them. It was my email.
Someone's not doing their job down there, are they? I mean...
Yeah.
Stop swearing. You'll get yourself in more trouble. Stop.
Can you put on Constable Dale? Is he down there with you?
Oh, my God.
Yep, we'll get him.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Greg. It's Rabbit.
Yeah.
What happened?
What's happened here?
It was meant to be a joke. What did you... What have you done?
Yeah, look, we went down there. We've worked with the radio station on a few different scenarios from time to time.
God.
Unfortunately, this one's just got a bit out of hand, and Andrew has become a little bit violent, and one of our officers consequently now has a bloody nose, and... We're looking at an assault charge here. The policeman has decided that there's a real issue here, and we're going to have to proceed further with this.
Oh, my God.
He's sitting down here now at the station. We've got about $3,000 bail.
Are you kidding?
Posted. Not only that, as well as that rabbit, we have heard about this car that's meant to be locked away in a garage somewhere.
Yeah, no, the car's got nothing to do with it.
No, the car's fine.
No, I believe it does. I believe we've had various reports from around town that this car is a supercharger that's illegal and not roadworthy.
Completely roadworthy. You would love it. Oh, my God. This is all my fault. Blame me. Take my car away. You can have my car.
Yeah. Well, we will come and have a look at your car as well, madam. But
you can have it.
Look, to be honest, the only way...
I never meant for any of this to happen. This is his baby. You can't do this.
Is Andrew there again? Can I speak to him?
Yeah, I'll just chuck him back on.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you shouldn't be the one that's too sorry. I think Andrew's the one who should be. He's the one who's gotten a little bit carried away with the whole thing when it's just meant to be a joke.
Well, how was I supposed to know it was a joke?
Oh.
I mean, I've got these two coppers come in.
Calm down, Tiger.
Don't start calling me Tiger, mate.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
The $3,000 bail.
No.
I've just spoken to our boss here. There's no way we're going to be able to do it, because if we do, then we're...
You shouldn't have gone and got him. Oh, my God. This is all your fault. I mean,
You sent me an email.
I sent you an email to tell him that something had happened to his car.
His supercharged car.
You shouldn't have taken him out of his workplace. You're only meant to be a phone call.
Well, I told you I was going to use the cops as well.
Yeah, but you told me that you were going to call him. This is wrong. This is all your fault. You need to get onto your people and you need to get his ass out of there.
Oh, back off, lady.
I beg your pardon.
Andrew.
I beg your pardon. Hang on. No, back up. You did not just say that to me.
Jodie, at the end of the day, you're the one that started all this.
Put him back on. No way. At the end of the day, I sent an email joking about the car, okay? No one was meant to see you face to face. It was meant to be a phone call where you get shitty, hang up, ha ha ha, everyone laughs at Andrew. This is bullshit. Nobody should end up in jail over a bloody gotcha call, okay?
Now I can see why you get so angry, Andrew.
I beg your pardon?
Exactly.
Why has it gone quiet? I'm crying here, Robert. I've got tears in my eyes.
Back up, lady.
What happened there? It was meant to be on him. That's just cruel, okay? I have got sweaty palms here. I'm getting right now.
How does it feel, Jodie?
Oh, my God.
That was golden.
Wow.
Oh, thank you very much for the opportunity, too.
Don't thank me. Hey. Jodie sent an email.
That's made my day. I want to go home and see her face.
No, I was sad for you, but now you can get your own dinner tonight.
I'll be the one with a bloody nose tonight.